Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rhodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, Liv.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. Today's topic is going to be self-care, which is kind of a bit of, well, it's very much a buzzword at the moment, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's something that we should all make time for in our lives, no matter what age or gender or anything we are. And what I like about the term is that it's totally loose. Self-care is doing something positive for yourself, which is purely for you. And it can be anything that you want. It can just be taking a long shower every day or visiting your favorite painting in a museum every now and again, whatever. And I know, like, Maria, you've got so much going on with your life. Do you ever feel like you just burn out and you need some self-care?
All the time. I mean, just last week, it's been one of the craziest weeks. I am at the office all day. I work on my podcast and my book after hours. Then I had to work on Saturday. We had some stock issues in the office and I had to spend the day with the team sorting them out. And then come Sunday, I had to drive the kids around to various activities. And there was a point on Sunday at around 4 o'clock that I thought, oh my God, I haven't had a weekend. I haven't had a day off. And there were a few more things I needed to do for the day, kids related. And so there was a point that I realized I wasn't going to have a weekend. And I took an hour. I ran a bath and put some Epsom salts in it.
Very nice.
And gave myself just 1 hour that I had my hot bath with the salts, was watching some Netflix, and then came out of the bath, dressed again, and continued with my errands with the kids. And that 1 hour in the bath, that was the self-care hour of the week. And that's all I had, 1 hour.
Oh my God, that's not enough.
It's not enough. And now that happened last week. And I'm so looking forward to the next weekend.
But I hope you've got some time this weekend.
I hope so. I hope nothing urgent comes up. But there are times that they're just no time for yourself. You know, yeah. That's the reality. And it's not just me. It's everyone out there. Everyone's busy. Everyone has work, family.
I think it's good that you, rather than trying to snatch 10 minutes here and there, you just gave yourself that 1 hour and you knew that there was a time limit. But an hour is quite a good amount of time. You can have a bath. You can watch an episode of Friends or whatever. Mm. Like, you can actually do a lot in 1 hour in terms of just relaxing. So I think it's probably good just to kind of give yourself that amount of time. Do you ever have a whole day to relax? Does that happen in your life?
Yeah, it does. Usually a Sunday. I find Saturdays are you're still trying to get into the mindset that the weekend has come and there's always a few errands that you have to run. But Sunday is more of my day.
Yeah.
And my ideal day, it will be one that I will be at home all day. I don't want to go anywhere. I would be in my pajamas and just sit down and do something that's almost, you know, I would never do on any other day. Just watch reruns of my favorite show on Netflix or call my sister. We're very close and be on the phone talking about nothing for 3 hours.
Oh, so nice.
And just doing, yeah, and doing things that they just feel like you're doing nothing. Because all week it's all about chasing my goals and getting motivated and making things happen. And there's a day that honestly, I need to not make anything happen.
Yeah.
At all.
Totally. So important. And I know what you mean about Saturdays, because sometimes Saturdays can be quite, you know, maybe a friend of yours wants to meet up for like breakfast and you're like, okay,
yeah,
that's in the morning where I want to be in bed. Or like, you know, there's someone's got lunch plans, or there's like a birthday you have to go to, or there's someone wants to go to a gallery with you, or like you kind of feel like you should be kind of out and about in London or like doing something or shopping or whatever it is. Sometimes it's nice just to kind of think about Sunday as a day where there isn't any pressure to even like just leave the house, as you say, that you can just like stay in your own kind of base. And everyone needs that. Everyone needs that time alone.
Yeah. I mean, same as you, on Saturdays, sometimes I feel that there are things that I need to do that I don't have time during the week, such as maybe having a manicure and pedicure, or dealing with taking a few things to the tailors. But it's not a day that I can totally relax. These are still things that need to get done.
Yeah.
Whereas on a Sunday, a lot of the stores are closed. There's a more calm feeling. You can really relax on a Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's lovely. I like just kind of putting a chicken in the oven, and like that kind of, you know that the chicken's going to take like an hour and a half to roast. So you just have that hour and a half to kind of like potter around and like light a candle and like kind of like very slowly tidy things, like, you know, like kind of rearranging something that doesn't really need rearranging, that kind of stuff. I love doing that thing. I think that kind of does count as self-care. Like even like rearranging your sock drawer can be self-care. Anytime that you spend just like with yourself doing something that doesn't even really matter, even, that's it. It doesn't have to be anything too stressful.
Doesn't even matter. What's your ideal lazy day?
My ideal lazy day, I suppose it would be kind of like a semi-lie-in, probably until like 10. And then I would kind of potter around the house, as I say, and kind of like maybe make some soup, like go and like buy loads of lovely like fruit and vegetables and stuff and like make a soup. And then I would just kind of have the radio on. I listen to Desert Island Discs or Radio 4 or some good podcasts. And I would just like make the house really nice, maybe invite some friends around for dinner, but like just friends that don't stress me out. I'd probably drink some red wine while I cook. I think cooking something that I know how to cook is a really, when I've had like a really stressful time with work, or I'm just a bit like all up in my head, my first thing I do is I make this like pea and bacon soup that my mum taught me how to make. And I just, because I know how to cook it so well, I just have the ingredients and I like chop things and I make things, and my brain just kind of like goes into the soup. I don't know how to describe it. But yeah, I mean, that's just so simple. Or something like, I mean, maybe nowadays I might go to like an exercise class. But that's kind of, I feel like self-care and exercise kind of go together, but also that's also giving yourself a bit of a hard time. I feel like self-care is more about just allowing yourself nothing.
Yeah.
With all the pressures of everyday life just like out the window.
Yeah. I don't think as exercise as self-care, really.
No.
It's something that I do during the week, but then on the weekend, I go super slow. So there's my one day of the week that I do not work out is usually a Sunday. And that means, I mean, sometimes I'll try to go for a walk, but sometimes I don't even get that done. You know, and this podcast is all about success. And I do think that to be successful, you just need a lazy day.
Yeah,
you absolutely need that to charge your batteries. And if you are go, go, go 24/7 and always on a mission, always driving things forward, you can burn out.
Totally.
You need that lazy day that you're just indulging in anything that you do not allow yourself to indulge throughout the week.
And definitely evenings in the week too. I mean, I'm a real sucker for being invited to things and saying yes to them before I've even considered whether I want to go to them or not. And then I end up having to go to like 3 birthday dinners in like a day, or, you know, just like kind of running around London in the evenings too. So I find it really hard to say no to being invited to events, basically. Do you get invited to loads of stuff, and how do you make sure you're going to the right things, and how, and you're not kind of like running yourself into the ground by trying to say yes to everyone? Because I feel like that's a problem that a lot of people have. They kind of, and that's why there's that culture of, like cancellation.
Yeah.
That's kind of happening at the moment where, well, it's been happening for a while, but when you kind of like make plans and then all you want to do is just get out of the plans. Mm. How do you kind of work that kind of thing?
I'm getting better with time. I used to say yes to everything because I'm a natural people pleaser. But then over the years, especially with work being so demanding and having a family, I just have to set the boundaries and be very selective. And I always ask the question, will attending this event make me happy or bring any benefits to my family or work?
Mm.
And if the going to that event ticks any of those points, then I would go.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, then I am just very honest. And I, if a friend invites me, I would say to her, listen, I have a crazy schedule. I haven't properly seen the kids for a few days now, and I really need some time with my family. So unfortunately, I cannot make it. I know people sometimes try to find some crazy excuses that are super dramatic, and they feel that only a dramatic excuse would be acceptable. But I do think by telling the truth on what your current situation is, it's the best way to politely decline an invitation that you don't need at this point.
It's so true. And if someone said to you, do you want to go to this party later? And you just said, no, I'm not in the mood. I just want to go home. Mm. That is a completely valid thing to say.
Yeah.
And I feel like, yeah, people should just be, I'm trying to be more like that and trying to be more honest. If someone says, do you want to meet up for brunch on a Sunday? And I know that I'm just going to want to be in bed on Sunday. I'll say, no, can we just meet later? Or like, I just really want Sunday to be my own day on my own.
Yeah.
And I just really want some alone time. I've had a really crazy week. And I feel like, as you say, like before, I would just always make these crazy excuses like, oh no, I've got my friend's really ill, or like I need to go look after someone, or I've been locked out, or
exactly
I've got delivery coming. Like I would just make up some kind of lie, and then I would start worrying about the lie, which is like even worse. So yeah, you're right. I think just kind of just telling the truth is the best way forward.
And the way I think about this is, if someone came to you and said, give me £100 and I'm never gonna give it back to you, would you say, okay, I'm gonna give it to you? You would say no. And the same applies for your time. When you're giving someone your time, it's as if you're just giving money out there, because your time is money. You can only accept things that either make you happy or benefit you in some way. I'm not saying that every occasion with a friend is a money-making opportunity, but your time is money. And you know, for, again, going back to the podcast and being successful, you need to value your time.
Mm-hmm.
And if spending your day at home relaxing is what you need right now, so the next day you go out there and make things happen, taking away from your self-care time is going to cost you, because you're not going to be as rested the next day to go out and chase your dreams.
Yeah, so true. And also sometimes events don't even need to take that long. Like I think because now all we do is like text and WhatsApp each other, I feel like in the 90s, people probably didn't really hang out as much because you just have phone conversations. So if you want to go and see a friend that takes like 4 hours now, like you travel to go and see them, you have a few drinks, you have dinner, then you come back. That's quite a nice thing to do. But you could always as well just like have a long conversation on the phone, or as well, like business meetings. A lot of my clients at the moment who I'm working for insist that I go all the way into East London to like have a quick meeting. And I say to them, like, is it okay if we just have a catch up on the phone just for 20 minutes, because that's easier? And sometimes they insist that I go all the way over there, and sometimes they're fine with the phone conversation. But when I go over there, I always think I could have done this in a 20-minute conversation on the phone, and it did not take this kind of, I think because people sort of sometimes like to make meetings for meeting's sake, and there's just no point. But I think when you say things like time is money and your time is money, that I'm trying to get really strict on, because you just don't need that.
Yeah.
You just have to work out how your time is best spent. And that takes so many years of practice, doesn't it? It's hard.
Yeah.
To know yourself, to know what kind of things that you go to do make you happy, to know which things kind of piss you off, which things do you find boring, which things do you find stressful, and then just kind of breaking it all down like that. I mean, you must travel a lot for work. Do you enjoy traveling? Because it means you can kind of switch off a bit, like being on a plane or something, or...
I was just going to say that. My favorite time is when I'm on a flight, especially long-haul flights. I travel to New York a lot, and that's a 6-7 hour flight. Sometimes there is Wi-Fi. I prefer it when there's not.
Yeah,
so
me too.
I'm not contactable during the flight. And it's a very serene time. I can read a book. I can watch 3 movies, one after the other.
Yeah.
And no one is chasing me for my attention, my time. It's such a great moment. I put on some masks on, you know, some face masks.
Oh, so nice, isn't it?
It's one of my favorite moments, actually. Yeah, traveling to a destination.
Being all cozy under a blanket and watching some films.
Yeah.
I think they shouldn't bring Wi-Fi into planes. I think that's absolutely crazy. They'd bring it into the tube as well. It's like, give us some places where you just can't talk to anyone. That would just be so much nicer.
I know. It's like forced self-care, right?
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Force you to just be by yourself.
Well, we both live in London, which, despite being a city with 33% public green space, did my research, it's not really like the same as living in the calming, peaceful countryside. So I was wondering how much you are able to get out of the city or get into nature, and whether that's something that you do for your own self-care. Is that something that you like doing?
Funny that you asked this question, because I used to go for a morning walk or a run a few years ago, and I would go to my local park, and that cleared my mind. It gave me lots of positive energy for the day, and just that connection with nature was just incredible. And I stopped doing it for a few years. I don't know why. Maybe, you know, got into winter and it was cold and snowing, and then at some point I stopped doing it. But then last weekend, I woke up one day, I didn't have a class booked, and I said, let me walk to the park. I had my favorite podcast on and went for a walk, and now I'm back into it. And so my new resolution now is to try to go to the park and have a walk in the morning. The 3 days that I don't go to the gym. And again, I do it first thing in the morning when it's, I like it to be light. So, you know, I wouldn't go in the dark.
No, don't do that.
I would go when it's light, and it gets you started with your day. You feel great. You know, you breathe in the fresh air. And I think we should try to do more of that.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm the same. I really think it's important to see kind of seasonal change. I used to walk to work through this really nice park near Brixton, and that had these really great sections of kind of wildflowers that they would let grow. And I remember, like, over the 2 years I worked at this company, I just kind of watched. It was so nice seeing the seasons change, and that kind of gave me a feeling of time passing. And it was just kind of made me feel differently about work. I felt like I was, like, time was passing and I was progressing just from seeing that, like, the leaves and stuff. Or, like, I loved it when like walking through the park was just, like, so cold and freezing and kind of, like, a bit horrible, and then suddenly, like, it became, like, you saw, like, little kind of like snowdrops and then crocuses and then daffodils, and then springtime comes, and then suddenly all the cowslip comes out. It's just, like, a really nice thing to signify time passing. And I've never been to LA before, but I have always felt a bit like it wouldn't be the place for me, because if it's just sunny every day, like, how do you know what's going on? I feel like it's not a kind of natural thing to not see that stuff. So it's very important for me to see that.
And now, even going into the fall season with, you know, we'll see the leaves falling.
Yeah, so nice.
And it's, even if, you know, it gets darker, it just feels so fresh being out there.
Yeah, I love it. This is my favorite time of year. Like, when it's blue skies and, like, red leaves and really crisp, great for a walk. Yeah, autumn walk is, like, the ideal.
We love it.
Maybe not so much when it's, like, drizzling in winter, but we'll see how we go. And also, I mean, that aside, I do like kind of browsing the internet for maybe kind of vouchers for spa deals. I've been known to do that. I like looking into kind of massage and stuff. Do you ever, like, book treatments for yourself?
Oh,
just
yeah.
For some self-care?
Yeah.
Aside from manis and pedis as well.
Yeah. I wish, you know, in my ideal world, I would have a weekly massage. Now, what I try to do, because it's not always, I don't always have the time to go to a spa. When I travel and I stay at the hotel that does have a spa attached to it, I book a treatment the minute I arrive there. And that actually helps with the jet lag.
Yeah.
You have a relaxing treatment, you sleep better, and you ease into that new time zone more easily. So I always try to have a treatment when I'm traveling. Now, when in London, I feel like going to a spa, it's a big time commitment. You go, you check in, you wear the bathrobe.
Yeah.
So I do try to find some local places where I can go and have a quick 45-minute Swedish massage, mm-hmm. or something that's a little bit less of a time commitment.
Yeah.
And then, you know, again, when I travel for leisure, then if the hotel has a spa, then I book myself every day for treatments. But it's just hard to fit a weekly treatment when you are based in London because our lives are busy.
Yeah.
How about you? Have you found anything?
I'm kind of like you. If I'm on a work trip, I might book something in. But I haven't really found a place near my house that I'd kind of want to go into. Sometimes you go into some of these like beauty parlors and you go into the back room and they do massage and you're like, I don't really want to get a massage in here. Don't touch me. But it's hard to find the time. But I think in terms of self-care, there is something nice about, I think there's something psychological about spending like a fair bit of money on yourself, mm-hmm. whether that's buying like something quite expensive to wear or spending £50 on a massage. It's kind of like, because you've always got that mentality like, oh, the money should be spent better elsewhere, especially if you have kids or something. You can always think like, oh, that could be like money for the kids or money for new clothes or whatever it would be for them. But I think in terms of self-care, spending that money on something just for you is like, that's part of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like money is tied to the experience because it's kind of like a little bit outrageous, but it's just for you. Or like getting a haircut is a really good example.
Yeah.
Like having a lovely haircut. Like no one's going to benefit from that really apart from you. And it's just like a very selfish thing. But it's not selfish. It's just kind of, you know, it's not.
I mean, I guess the simplest things that I do for self-care that do not require a lot of time or money. The simplest thing is a bath, is a hot bath with Epsom salts and some essential oils. For me, that's the quickest way to self-care and the least expensive one. And then the other thing that I love is when I have a professional blow dry at the salon, I always ask for a head massage.
Oh, yeah.
And that is heaven. That is heaven.
It's so good, isn't
it? So good, so good. And I don't know why not all the salons do it. And sometimes you have to ask, oh, I don't do head massage. Just do my head massage.
The worst is when they just, when you think they're going to and then they don't.
Oh my God.
And you're like, oh, no.
That's so annoying. That is so, like, such a disappointment. You're waiting all day for that head massage.
I know.
And it doesn't happen.
Well, they do it for like, they do it really sort of lackluster, like, can't be bothered way, and you're like, this is the only reason I'm here.
The only reason I'm here. Yeah, I know. And it you feel so good, even if it's a few minutes, and then even your hair looks better after your scalp has been massaged. So,
so true.
We're into that.
Very important. Any hairdressers out there who are listening, please remember to go to town on the head massage because everyone needs it. And we all want it to never to stop. And also you sent me an article from The Cut, which was famous women on their best relaxation techniques. And there was a really funny one. Kris Jenner says that she goes to Costco to relax her.
That's, you know, when I read that, I thought, can I relate to that? Is there anything? Is there anything that I do that revolves around being in a store? And actually there is something that happens to me when I'm in LA. I usually stay in an area called Westwood, and there's a Target in that area. And I usually go there to check on new beauty products, and it's walking distance from my hotel. I always stay at the same place, and the W in Westwood. And I go to that store, and it's, I usually go very early because of the jet lag. It's always empty. And I start checking out the new beauty products and, you know, what's new in skincare and makeup. And then make my way into the clothes area and sporting goods. I don't even need anything, but being there and walking around that store relaxes me. And I don't know if I end up buying anything, but just being in that store. They also have a Starbucks in there, so I may pick up a Starbucks and just start walking around. So maybe it has to do with stores in California because I never get this feeling in London.
No. That's funny, isn't it? But I can't imagine a similar shop to Target in London because London's just too busy. Every shop is just like, full of people.
No,
and like,
they
always put fast music on. But I can imagine it like a really empty, enormous, sprawling California mall. Just like, and that kind of music that's like da 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 da, da, you know, kind of like relaxing shopping music. Yeah. And you can like just look at all the fresh. There's something really relaxing about looking at kind of like a box of tennis balls or like everything's new or like kind of new sporting goods. Or even like I love going to like French supermarkets and like looking at all the stationery and like the canned goods section. I know what you mean about big shops. I think, yeah, I get it. And I get why Kris Jenner likes Costco. Why is that? It's so weird.
It has to do, you're right. It has to do with the space. It has to do with the music and just all the variety of different everyday goods.
Yeah.
Like it's not designer goods. So you're not, it doesn't stress you out. Oh my God, I need this, I need that, I need the other. You're just walking through with your card. And yeah, I guess it's relaxing.
Yeah.
If it's relaxing for Kris Jenner, she must be into something.
And I bet she is a stressed out lady. So anything that she does sounds great to me. Cool. Well, that's enough time for this section. Join us after the break and we'll be talking about our obsessions of this week. Okay, so welcome back. Time for our obsessions this week. I'm going to go first.
Go for it.
Okay, mine is a book that I've just bought by a fantastic writer and screenwriter called Nora Ephron, who's responsible for some of the best rom-coms of all time. And it's a book called I Feel Bad About My Neck, which is about being a woman. And it's kind of laughing at the stuff that we feel nervous about or anxious about. And it's just like a really... when you do feel a bit like funny about your...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Body or like you're stressed out about your life or your social life, you can read this kind of book and just like basically just think, just remember, like kind of apply a sense of humor to it. So it's really helpful. So I read that before bed at the moment with my candle next to me. And it's very relaxing. Maybe with a face mask, sometimes not, sometimes with one. So what about you, Maria?
Right. So recently I decided to invest in good quality linen. And I went onto this website and it was asking me what was the level of thread count that I wanted. And I have no idea, you know, what level of thread count. So I went for the highest one, which was about 1,000. And I got a new duvet cover and new sheets. And it arrived and I feel like I'm sleeping in a hotel every night.
Oh, that is great.
It makes such a huge difference having good quality linen. I mean, we spend so much time in bed and it just made a huge difference. So I would very highly recommend anyone who's looking for new linen to go for the highest thread count. I would say around 1,000 would do it for you. And it's a life changer.
Top tip. Just make your bed better. Then your life will be better.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Maria. See you next time.
Bye.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.